could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 29 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very proud to have a colleague of mine, Dr. Peter Fields. Peter, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much, Dr. Iris.
Well, we're very glad to have you, and if it is okay, I would love to share your information with our listeners today. Peter A. Fields, MD, DC, also known as The Athletic Doc, is an expert in the field of orthopedic sports medicine. He's both a medical physician and a chiropractor, and is only one of a handful of physicians in the United States that hold both these degrees. Dr. Fields is the director of the Pacific Prolotherapy and Medical Wellness Center in Santa Monica, California. Orthopedic sports medicine is the main focus of Dr. Fields' practice. He has appeared as a prolotherapy expert on national TV, as well as on several other TV and radio shows. He also lectures at medical and chiropractic conferences throughout the United States and the world. And these techniques, he also writes on these techniques for several publications. Dr. Fields is a lead clinical instructor with the Hackett Hemwall Foundation, the nation's largest teaching and education organization for prolotherapy. Dr. Fields is a very active and competitive triathlete, having recently completed his fourth, wow, that's a lot, his fourth Ironman triathlon, which consists of a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike, and a 26.2 ride. You're exhausting me, just me reading this. He's also done over 60 other triathlon races. Dr. Fields has had his back and shoulder treated by these techniques, which has helped him avoid surgery. In other words, he's the doc that walks his talk. So, I would love to begin by starting off, and if you can explain why you call yourself the athletic doc.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for that elaborate and very nice introduction. I really appreciate it, and hopefully everybody here can learn something today. I am called the athletic doc because, as you said, I am a very competitive triathlete. I've been doing triathlons now for over 20 years. I've competed in over 50 triathlons, including four, as you said, full Ironman triathlons and also 9 half Ironman triathlons, and still continue to compete at this, you know, time of my life. And so I have been known as the athletic doc my entire career.
Now, Peter, we're not going to give away our age, but I do want to say that Dr. Fields and I were in chiropractic school together. But we won't say how many years ago that was, will we? A long time ago.
Just a couple of years ago.
Just a few years ago. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, now I know that you have kind of done a 360 turn and you become a medical doctor. And I know there are not that many medical doctors and chiropractors on the planet today. What was your metamorphosis in going into medicine?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. There's probably only a handful of physicians in the United States with both medical and chiropractic degrees, and obviously I am one of them. I went into chiropractic for many reasons and fell in love with it right away. But after about 8 years of practicing, I wanted to do more in the holistic and alternative field, and so a door opened for me to allow me to go back to medical school. I had traveled and I had seen a lot and wanted to know even more, and actually went into medicine to do holistic and alternative medicine. But shortly after graduating from residency program, I had developed actually a bad back, which unfortunately chiropractic and no other treatment could get better, and I fell into this world of orthopedic medicine, and so that's how I became a leader in the world of regenerative medicine.
Now, the title of our show today is Regenerative Techniques for Non-Surgical Joint and Spine Repair. First of all, can you define the word regenerative?
Okay, so regenerative means to regenerate, to grow, or to proliferate. Part of regenerative medicine is something called prolotherapy, which was shortened from the word proliferative therapy. So basically, we are getting your own body to proliferate or regenerate deficits that it has, weakened, torn, or damaged body parts. And through that, we get the word regenerative medicine.
I got that. Now, you also talk about your approach is a non-surgical orthopedic approach. Please tell us all about that.
Okay, so again, coming with my unique background of being both a medical doctor and a chiropractor, I look at the whole person, and I am not a surgeon, so I am going to try to find ways to get the body. I mean, I specifically deal with joints and spine, to heal without using any surgery, which unfortunately have many, many side effects. So that is called non-surgical orthopedics, or in the basic term, it's called orthopedic medicine, not orthopedic surgery.
I see. So you mentioned a term earlier, and it was called prolotherapy. What does that mean?
So prolotherapy, modern prolotherapy was started in the 40s by a surgeon actually, who was not happy with what he was finding, Dr. George Hackett, and he taught someone called Dr. Gus Hemwald in the late 50s, and that's why the foundation is called the Hackett-Hemwald Foundation. But basically, by injecting substances into the body, we get it to proliferate or regenerate or to grow, and thereby came the word proliferative therapy. And proliferative therapy was shortened to prolotherapy, and basically, that is the basis of all orthopedic regenerative medicine.
Now, Peter, where do you do this? Is this done in a surgical center, or is this done actually in your office?
Okay, so everything, all my procedures, from the basic procedures to the more advanced procedures, are all done in my office. When there are, depending on the degree of what is being done, some of these procedures can take 5 or 10 minutes. And one of the procedures takes several hours, but I have several nurses who assist me, and we set up a small little, quote, surgical area in the office where we do things.
So does somebody need to bring you there, like x-rays, MRIs, et cetera, before you're able to actually perform the procedure?
Well, many people nowadays have had x-rays and MRIs, but as I say when I lecture, that 90 to 95% of all orthopedic diagnoses come from a very thorough history and physical. So I start every patient off with a minimum 30-minute history, and then orthopedic and neurological testing, and then I will review the MRIs and CAT scans. But I don't solely rely on the MRI, CAT scans, or x-rays, only because there are some surgeries that are done where they operate on what is wrong on the MRI instead of what is actually wrong with the patient. So the patient can tell you a lot more than an MRI or an x-ray. So in a simple answer, they don't absolutely need it, but it can add to the information that I am collecting on the patient.
Sure. So I know that you do a few different types of procedures. One is prolotherapy, and then I've heard a term called PRP, and I've also heard a term called stem cell prolotherapy. Can you please explain the differences between all of them?
Okay, so there's a large question, but I would gladly be able to do that. All of the techniques you mentioned are a form of prolotherapy. So basic prolotherapy, or what we call dextrose prolotherapy, is an injection technique where we use dextrose injected into the body to cause the body to send white cells and platelets to a damaged area, most of the time ligaments and tendons, and cause them to proliferate or grow. These platelets and white cells bring growth factor. And that's for your common ligament and tendon injuries. When the ligaments and tendons are more severely damaged, or if there is a damage, let's say, to a meniscus, like in a knee or a labrum in a shoulder or a hip, then you need more concentrated growth factors. And so what we do is we withdraw blood from the body, the patient's own body. We spin it down in a special centrifuge, and we pull out those platelets. It's in the liquid portion of the blood called the plasma, and then you get platelet-rich plasma, and that gives 7 to 10 times the amount of growth factor. And again, this is used for severely damaged ligaments and tendons, labrums, such as in the shoulder and the hip, or meniscus in the knee. Now, if those two procedures are fairly similar, although one is a little more advanced, the PRP. But if someone comes in and they've been told, I need to have my knee replaced. I have no more cartilage. I have bone on bone. At that point, they are looking either of living a life of severe pain or having a very, very intensive surgery of joint replacement. And for that, we do something called stem cell prolotherapy. I do what is called the gold standard. Basically, we are extracting or harvesting stem cells from the patient's own body. The gold standard is using all 4 forms of regenerative medicine. So I harvest stem cells from the bone marrow, and then I also harvest stem cells from the fat. So those are 2 excellent sources. The fat also gives it a latticework for the cells to adhere to. We also use the PRP form, which I just mentioned, to accelerate the growth with those extra growth factors of these stem cells, and then we use the dextrose to the outside of the joint, usually the shoulder, the hip, or the knee, to strengthen the outside so when it has a noosa inside, it's able to support it. But basically, the stem cells are getting cartilage that has been damaged or ruined over time to grow back, and thereby giving someone a pain-free and functional joint.
And this sounds just fascinating to me. As you know, I also see people and patients come to me and they tell me that their doctor said that surgery is the only option. Patients get frustrated. They don't know what to do. And so what type specifically of patients do you see in your practice?
Well, first of all, being a chiropractor, and I am still a licensed chiropractor, although I don't practice chiropractic per se, I speak with and lecture to many, many chiropractors because, as you know, in your profession, you're going to try to get the people better without surgery. But if chiropractic does not work or fails on a patient, sometimes they're left no other choice, and chiropractors like to give me a call to discuss cases. So, first of all, people who have failed chiropractic or acupuncture or massage or any of the other alternative therapies. Many of my patients have had steroid injections, which I am not much in favor of because they do destroy joints in the long run. But I see patients from all walks of life. I am the athletic doc, so I certainly see many, many athletic patients, but I see non-athletic patients. My patients are anywhere from 14 years old all the way up to 97-year-old. Some are weekend warriors. Some just want to go for a walk with their grandchildren or, you know, plant flowers in the garden. And some want to run triathlons or play tennis or go biking, swimming, skiing. They just want to get back to their everyday way of life without all the side effects of surgery.
Got it. Peter, we are just about to take a short break, and we will be right back with this fascinating conversation.
Glad you are able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guests a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies. Along with our inspirational and healing touch, we customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today.
Welcome back. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I am here today with Dr. Peter Fields, and we are having a conversation on non-surgical approaches and in the orthopedic world. Peter is a doctor of chiropractic. He is also a medical doctor. He is known as the athletic doc, and we are talking about something that is so unique to me. And Peter, you mentioned something about risks of steroid injections earlier. Can you go into a little bit more detail? Because I think some of our listeners have been given the information that if other options do not work, that is their option prior to a surgical intervention.
Okay, so this is a very, I appreciate that, Dr. Iris. This is a very common question people ask me all the time. And basically, steroids, or the most common used steroid is cortisone, some people know as cortisone injections, is the mother of all painkillers. This will take away pain in most cases. The only caveat there is the pain could go away for one day, 2 days, 3 weeks, you know, maybe a month at most. It is going to be short-lived, and then you're going to have to do it again and again and again. The trouble is that the pain is the effect. It's not the cause of their problem. And the cause, obviously, is some sort of weakened, torn, damaged ligament or tendon, or some sort of torn meniscus or labrum, or denuded cartilage. The trouble with steroids is that the side effects are numerous. Just to name a few, it will cause you to bleed more. It will actually weaken ligaments and tendons. It will destroy cartilage. It will raise your blood pressure. So for those on blood pressure medicine, it's like driving around with your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. And it will also weaken bones, something called osteoporosis. So the trade-off is really not that good. I have always said that if someone needed to try it, one is all they should ever get. Actually, I think they should get less. And only because nowadays, professional sports is in the news all the time. Many, many professional athletes get numerous, and we're talking 10, 20, 30, even upwards of 50 steroid injections. The only sad thing is that when they retire, they need their joints replaced because they have worn away the cartilage, the bone, and the ligaments and tendons. So in a nutshell, it will lead you down the path towards surgery because when it fails on the pain level, it's going to certainly end up destroying your joint more than when you started off.
I got that. Now, are there any side effects from the procedures that you do?
Okay, the procedures I do are very, very safe and sound procedures. There are minimal side effects. Less than half to 1% of all the people ever get any side effects. The most common is maybe a little discomfort or slight swelling. But in general, it is a very safe and proven method. I myself have one of the largest practices in the United States. I've done over 10,000 treatments. I teach this to other doctors, and I have never had any major side effects to any of my patients.
So, again, here I am, a practicing chiropractor for many years, and myself, I haven't heard much about this procedure. Can you, in your opinion, can you tell our listeners why maybe their own doctor may not know about this type of work?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm going to address two things. You mentioned, you know, even yourself as a chiropractor, you know, a lot of times a patient of yours, you'll be treating their, let's say, cervical spine, and they go off skiing, and they come back after a weekend of skiing, and you say, how was your weekend? They go, it was great. And they say, I need surgery. And you say, on your neck? And you say, absolutely not. My neck is great. I told you that. But I did something to my knee. I had an MRI, and I have a torn ACL, or anterior cruciate ligament. Well, what I learned, or what we learned together in chiropractic school, Dr. Iris, there is no chiropractic adjustment that can bring that back. And that's where I can come in. So, with that said and done, the you want to repeat that question again?
I would love to know why other of your colleagues, medical doctors, don't know this much about this procedure.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Listen, when we started off with chiropractic, not many people knew about chiropractic. The bottom line is, it is a new but evolving and thriving field. Most physicians are very, very traditional. I know this because I went through traditional medical school and residency, and the caveat, not the caveat, but the learning there is basically, if you don't learn it here, it is not good. And so they never learned it in school. They're always suspect about it. I mean, surgery in the United States, there have been over 30, there's over approximately 30 million joint surgeries in the United States, and 2 to 3 million joint replacements. So basically, they follow down the line of, you're hurting, take some medicine, take some more medicine, take stronger medicines, get an MRI, have an arthroscope done, and then have open surgery. And they just follow down that natural pattern. I take it that many of your patients, or many of your listeners out here, are into some sort of alternative method, whether it's taking some vitamin C, going to a chiropractor, going to an acupuncturist. So many doctors don't want to look outside the box, and therefore they're not looking at what we do. But if you Google it or you search on the internet, you'll certainly find more and more information as people seek out more and more alternatives to medical procedures such as unnecessary orthopedic surgeries.
Now, you mentioned earlier about that if someone gets a steroid or cortisone injection, they may need anywhere from one or more. Approximately how many types of treatment, how many times does someone have to come back and see you?
Okay, so I mentioned that, and as I said, I've never recommended any more than three ever in a joint. I try to tell them one or less with the steroids. With my treatments, basically, we're talking about if they get dextrose prolotherapy, the average person needs anywhere from 3 to 4 up to 6 to 8 treatments. We do not know until we see the patients. The treatments are scheduled every 3 weeks, so it doesn't matter where they live. They certainly you're not coming every day, every 3 weeks. The PRP on average should be done every 6 weeks. And there they may only need 3 or 4, again, depending on the severity of their injury. And again, only about every 6 weeks. The stem cell is a different story. That's on the other side of the spectrum. That's a 4-hour in-office procedure. They are the only patient in the office. I have my nurse and an extra nurse helping me out. And that procedure, 85% or more of the time, is only done one time. But, of course, those people get a very, very thorough examination to make sure they are a candidate for this, and that outside of surgery, they would have no other options except to do this.
Got it. Okay, so Dr. Fields, you know my show is called Attitude Adjustment. Would you please share 2 things in your professional opinion that would change our listeners' attitudes?
Okay, that would change their attitudes. First of
yes.
all, I think it would be great if they would change their attitudes and look at more alternative procedures, whether it be chiropractic, regenerative medicine, or anything I do. And nowadays, we're always looking for new and better things, and one has to think outside the box. And if you look at people who've had these alternative procedures, you're going to say, wow, that's really interesting. I never thought of that. Maybe I should start thinking there are other things outside of what is just being told to me. So to change their attitude as far as looking on the internet, researching, and finding out what other options before they go ahead and do something that they may not want but they think is the only option. And the other attitude change is that people have to think about surgery. Now, obviously, I deal with orthopedic surgery, or I should say not doing orthopedic surgery, and the thing they need to think about is that once surgery is done, it can never be undone. And 50% of many joint surgeries do well, 25% stay the same, and 25% get worse. And once it gets worse, you cannot tell the surgeon, go ahead and put it back. So my saying is, mm-hmm. Prolo first, surgery last. And remember that once surgery is done, it can never be undone. And if they think about those two things, maybe their attitude will be changed and they'll be the better for it.
I got that. Now, how can people find you?
Okay, so thank you very much. I am located in, as I like to say, beautiful downtown Santa Monica. My website is DR, as in doctor, there's no period, drfields, FIELDS.com. That is my website. And my phone number here is 310-453-1234. I picked a number that it was very simple, so 310-453-1234, and again, drfields, FIELDS.com, and anybody who emails me, I will personally answer their questions before they come to the office.
So do you set up like consultations with people so that they could understand if they're not sure what they want to do they before they actually do the procedure?
Absolutely. We highly recommend. We do a very thorough 30-minute examination. Again, this is not a 5- or 10-minute exam, as in some offices. We spend about 30 minutes not only taking the history, but doing the orthopedic and neurological examination, looking at the MRI and X-ray, and then explaining to the patient, if they are a candidate, what are their options, and then letting them make the decision as to what they want to do.
That's wonderful. And I know that you have been interviewed by the doctors and many other places. If someone wants to watch your video, would they find that by going to your website, or how could they find that?
Again, yes. I've been on the Doctors TV show. It's a national TV show. I've also been on local KCAL Channel 9 news here in the Los Angeles area. And now I've been on the Dr. Iris Rosenfeld show. All these they can find on my website at drfields.com. If they click the link on the front page for videos, they can see many of the videos. And actually, they can go ahead and see my lecturing schedule if they're ever interested. I'm actually lecturing this Saturday at our former alma mater, mm-hmm. the Los Angeles College of Chiropractic, which is now called the Southern California University of the Health Sciences. I'll be giving a two-hour lecture in Anaheim, and then in December at two different venues, the American Association of Anti-Aging Medicine and another venue in Las Vegas. I'll also be giving lectures, and they're more than welcome to come to any of those lectures.
That's wonderful. Now, our show is almost over, and I would love for you to give us your final words of wisdom.
So thank you. First, I want to thank you very much, Dr. Iris, for having me here on the show. It's been very
exciting. It's been my pleasure.
Hopefully informative to your patients. My final words of wisdom is that when patients are presented with a dysfunctional joint or a back or a neck where they've been told they have need surgery, that first of all, they need to get several opinions, maybe go to another orthopedic or neurosurgeon, but they should always seek out a non-surgical opinion from someone like myself who does non-surgical orthopedics, or as I call it, orthopedic medicine, because then they will be able to balance the opinions left and right instead of having everything all from a surgery side. Because again, once surgery is done, it can never be undone.
Wonderful words of wisdom. It's been a real treat to have you on our show today. We've been here with Dr. Peter Fields. You can reach him by going to by calling him at 310-453-1234 or go to his website, www.drfields.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, November 11th with Suze Angel, Feldenkrais Movement Therapist in Laguna Woods Rehabilitation Center. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is driris@driris.com. My website, www.driris.com. And I will leave you all with a thought for the day. And this is from Mae West. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Have a healthful day, everybody.
With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed cat.